You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time once again for the world famous Great Mate Debate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's a Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
Why? Why not? What's happening, Hack?
We have a lovely couple today, Nate and Anna, and I think today's Great Mate Debate might be a bit of a snooze fest.
Oh, no.
If that's a pun, I'm going to beat you.
Let's get into it.
You can just say that on the air.
I can. Anna won the toss, I believe. Anna?
Yay.
What's going on?
So, all right. Me and Nate, we've been married for like a little over 3 years now.
Okay.
And his snoring is it's insufferable. Like, I don't know how else to put it. So I suggested that he move into the guest room.
Oh.
Oh.
like at night, if you wake him up and say this is bad, can you scooch to the guest room?
Or permanently?
You know, I've heard that this is working out for a lot of other couples that have this issue. So I feel like he should sleep in there. I mean, we've tried everything. We've tried no strips. We tried the CPAP machine. But, like, the noise from the machine is just, I can't sleep with it on. So, and sleep is very important.
Have you tried wearing earplugs?
Ooh.
Yep.
Well, I'm just saying he's trying everything. She has to try stuff too, right?
It's so tricky, though.
Oh, are you the snorer?
Yep. You are?
Oh, yeah. So Aaron says, I've tried everything. It's your turn. I might be taking this personally.
I don't know why this is kind of...
It's because I'm so exhausted that like my mouth falls open.
But
and
you're
I just,
so little.
Yeah, that's so true.
But so you snore like an ogre? Like you're like
No, not that bad.
Okay. Well, if you're suggesting earplugs...
snore.
Just like, you know...
Honestly...
And it's not all night.
Right. My fiance snores so often, so I understand what you're going through.
Okay. Let's get him in right away then, Nate.
Yay.
Yay. What's your side of this?
I mean, I want to sleep in the same bed as my wife. Like, is that so much to ask? Mm.
Radical.
Yeah.
But Nate, you said the word. Sleep. If she's not sleeping, is that fair? Like, is it fair to demand that she lay next to you while you sleep so soundly that you're rattling pictures off the wall? And she's...
No, I mean, it breaks my heart to know she's not sleeping. Like, I want her to sleep 100%. It's just that I'm trying to get this figured out. And I guess, like, a little give and take. Like, I gotta make an appointment with a doctor or something, because I don't want to keep her up, but I can't be away from her. It's like, I want to have kids with Anna, you know?
Oh
yeah. How would you?
I know.
You can still... I don't know if you guys... I'm sorry. I'm not on anybody's side yet, but I'm just saying... I know people who have separate beds. They also have children.
They go into one room, do the deed, and then go their separate ways?
Weirdly, like, I was like, you have a... They do have, like, this
a
is
designated
the...
designated room?
This is the Boykin room.
So planned. Like, you have to be like, do you want to go into that room?
Well, it's just, you want to come to my room.
Yeah. There's no, like, we're cuddling, and then it progresses, and then, boom, a baby's here 9 months later. I think that's how it works, right?
Yep, I'll draw you some diagrams. Anna, so how do you, like, have you thought that through? Do you guys want kids? Or do you, I mean, he clearly does, do you?
Yes, I do. I do. I do want kids. And, you know, like, honestly, like, I think the reason why, like, I haven't done the earplug thing is because what if I miss something? What if somebody breaks in? Like, I have anxiety, so, you know, I'm not perfect. So it's like, what if somebody breaks in the middle of the night and, like, I have earplugs in so I didn't hear them? You know what I mean? Like, I'm paranoid to not hear something.
I relate to you so much.
That could potentially be life-threatening, right? And, like, if we had kids, then I definitely can't sleep with earplugs.
If you're snoring that much, you're not hearing anything.
Yeah, you're not.
No offense.
Because the snorers that I've had in my life, like, my father was a heavy snorer, like, you couldn't even shake him awake because he's just so relaxed. And so, like, and, like, just the back is, and it's just, it's incredible the amount of resonance the human head has. And it's like,
do you recall that I said that we had smelling salts or whatever they're called at my home in case I had to wake my fiance up?
Are you serious?
Yes. Now, we did recently discover that they are expired, so we threw them out. But
you would think they would only get better with being expired.
No, other way. Oh. Anna, why does he have to leave?
Whoa. You're saying she's got to go to the other room?
If she's awake in the middle of the night and it's bothering her so much she can't sleep, there is an answer.
She should leave.
Not every night, but maybe on the nights that it's unbearable.
Hey, I don't want that either. You know, it's like, we're not roommates. You know, and we can get a dog if you're worried about intruders. We should get a dog.
That's not the answer.
Okay.
The dog will snore too.
303-222-5423. You can text or call. Like, I don't... I think... Here's the weird thing for me. I think this solution works.
Separate bedrooms?
Yes. For couples who've been married 15 plus years. Like, you've reached a point where it's like, we know everything about each other. We've already knocked out a couple kids. It's... Relations does, after a couple kids, become more planned than not.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's okay. But, like, and you guys are 3 years in and throwing up a red flag. Or I'm sorry, a white flag. Like, a flag of surrender at 3 years in. That's not good.
Yeah, like, the couple you're talking about is maybe even ready for a little time a break from each other because it's been 15 years, and that's probably healthy. But you guys are just starting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really look at it as a surrender, though, but I guess we should let the people speak.
If you wake up and you want, like, you have that urge, somebody's got to walk.
Absolutely.
You don't reach over.
Just
you got
to even take that urge out of it. Waking up or going to bed is sometimes the most time that you get together. Like, days get crazy, and then what? It's like, well, I'm going to hit the hay. Like,
night, and you hear two doors close.
Uninterrupted minutes where you're in bed together catching up about the night and the or the day, and then
that's
what I'm saying. I think I'm to be totally honest with you, I'm really worried it could hurt our relationship because we have only been married for 3 years.
Okay, I'll tell you this: he snores, and that's bad. But he loves you, Anna.
Yeah.
So we're gonna get some pros and cons from people who sleep apart, and we're gonna figure this out for you because it's unfair to her 100%.
I know
that's so unfair. So just to keep your marriage close, she has to be sleep deprived.
No, but it's not like he can control it.
No, I'm not saying. But then somebody's got to go. It's not his fault, but it's like,
because
here's the thing, you have kids. She can't be sleep deprived by the kids and him.
That's fair. But
then it's like, when is she going to sleep? And they're not going to, if they're in separate bedrooms.
So why don't they go separate bedrooms once there's babies?
But they got to get there. I'm torn, honestly, too, because I think like the bedroom is sacred. Like, I'm a big proponent. Don't even have a TV in there. Like, that is your time to be with your partner.
Yeah.
But not if you're miserable, then you're not getting the quality time if you're not cuddling nicely and sleeping nicely.
I'm not trying to be weird, but I do find sleep to be one of the most sacred things. Mm-hmm. I lived on a tour bus, and like if somebody's asleep, you got to just let them sleep. And it's such a trusting thing when somebody will fall asleep in your arms. It's like, oh my God, they trust me. They don't think I'm going to kill them. They don't think I'm going to, like, you know what I mean?
Draw
a
Sharpie on them.
Right, whatever. Yeah. It's like such a trust thing. And it's like, everything Erica described is like, good night.
Yeah, no, that would be
what?
Nice.
And you're in another room? That feels like we don't have a relationship.
Roommates. Yeah. There were times when like even our dog was crying enough that my fiance was like, you should go sleep in the guest bedroom. And I was like, no.
We're in this together.
Yes.
But if she can't sleep, they're not in anything together.
Yeah. And then
she's gonna
who's
be
in the mood?
Never. pick a side or tell them how co-sleeping goes. 303-222-5423.
Who's right? Who's wrong? The Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate on Alice.
303-222-5423.
We are breaking up a marriage today.
Helping.
No, well, I mean, we might be breaking them up in that they might start sleeping apart. Anna and Nate are on the phone, and Nate's got himself a bit of a snoring problem. Off air, we're all finding out that there's different snoring issues inside our midst. but he snores so loud, it's unfair for her to stay. So she's like, why don't you bounce and why don't you sleep somewhere else? We can still boink. But
yeah, but it's like such planned boinking.
Yeah, you had to go in the car.
You guys, it's whatever.
Like running around like you're a teenager or something.
My biggest problem is that they've only been together 3 years, and this feels really premature.
They can't do it in the bed just because they don't both sleep.
It just
there.
Feels like you're not, you know,
yeah, like, oh, I have 4:30 today.
It's transactional.
Yeah.
What's that, Nate? I guess he doesn't want to say it. Anyway, Anna and Nate, you guys feel free to jump in with anybody. We're going to get your jury started with Claudia.
Yay. Claudia.
Whose side are you on?
We are with him. And from the medical point of view, if he was to prescribe a CPAP machine, it's because he has health issues and he needs to wear it. That's not an option. That's not something you do just because. If he has issues, sleeping, take a sleeping pill. He can control. It's not something that, oh, I turn the radio on and I turn it off. No, it's something that is with him. A lot of people do snore. A lot of people snore and don't know they snore. And women do too. So if it was her who snores, is she just going to tell him?
I was curious if Anna's ever tried melatonin.
Oh, drug herself.
Knocks That's you good. Out. Baby, I do it almost every night.
That's not good. You build up a tolerance.
Yeah, Anna, have you tried? If you don't want to do the ear protection, would you knock yourself out?
I mean, I have tried. I do take melatonin sometimes. Mm. I don't really want to be... I don't want to have to take a sleeping pill because I don't really like to take pharmaceuticals and I don't feel like that's a fair compromise.
You said you had the anxiety if somebody broke in. You don't want to not hear it and you don't want to sleep through it.
No, I know, but I do take melatonin. But she's saying she's not really a fan of pharmaceuticals, but she's like, but Nate needs to figure it out.
She doesn't take pharmaceuticals.
I truly don't know whose side I am on. I am sorry.
It's okay.
Let's keep going. Megan.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on both sides, and here's why. This is a relationship I think can be saved if the snoring party will just go to the doctor.
Well, it sounds like he did at some point to get a CPAP machine.
And it sounds that he's open to it. He said, I need to go to the doctor.
Totally. I think I need to go back. And it's just hard to get an appointment is the thing. And in the meantime, like, you know, I miss my wife.
This is serious. You need to go back to the doctor, have him look at your adenoids and any other possible reason why you might be snoring. Save your marriage.
Nope. Don't worry about it. They're back like...
They go front way or back way? How do they get in there?
I don't actually know, but...
Okay, because we did actually get a text from a supposed doctor saying he could die.
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
There are doctors listening to the show? What?
That is the weird thing.
Yeah.
Nikki.
Yes.
Yes. Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side.
Why?
My husband snores, and I've kind of like over the years have just seen it as like a white noise. And we also have a white noise going on as well as we're sleeping. So it kind of also helps kind of tone
So if noise while
bit.
You sleep is bad,
add no, more noise.
Just double it.
No, just mask it with white noise. It truly is a life changer.
You take melatonin, you have white noise.
I got it. You're perfectly cozy.
And I'm learning so much.
If you want to break into her house, no one's going to hear you.
No. Your fiance needs smelling salts.
It's like a morgue in there.
It's very cold.
What? Okay, sorry. Yeah.
I think it's a great idea. I think we get a white noise machine. We get a home alarm system.
Yep.
And I don't need to figure out where my adenoids are.
Okay. Let's get one more person in here. Deidre?
Yeah. Yay.
Whose side are you on?
Well, I just want to say that I've been married 40 years. Okay. My husband's been snoring for 20 years. They have these headbands that have noise canceling in them. Sleep in the same bed.
Okay. Just in case you want to boink.
Mm.
Yeah, but
a noise canceling headband. I've never heard of that.
Yes, they are wonderful.
You wear it? You wear it or he wears it?
I wear it because he snores.
Okay.
Does that still hurt your relations, though? Like, yeah. I didn't hear you.
But I mean, you're not going to... I'm sorry. If you stay in the same bed and he's got a CPAP, no boinking.
Yeah.
He's got headgear. You roll over and it's like she's got the Darth Vader weird
headband. It's just
headband.
A regular headband.
No.
People are also saying that there's like a new CPAP that only covers your mouth maybe and that it's silent and it's been a huge game changer. And another tech saying, if you need the CPAP, don't avoid it. You can die.
You could die. Yeah. Okay. So Nate, most people are kind of on your side. They want you to sleep with your wife, but you got to get to a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not against that. I appreciate everyone's advice.
And you're going to be okay.
You're going to be okay.
Yeah, I don't want to die.
Yeah.
I don't want him to die either.
Yeah. And we want you guys to have kids.
None of us want you to die.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Time once again for the news. Oh, that's the wrong one. Sorry.
Just excited.
News. News.
No! No!
News.
No!
News.
No!
Our only real hope is to decide.
Is it news nope? Or is it news no?
Or nope.
The name of this is News or Nope, much like in the very famous song by Taylor Swift, Shake It Off. She never says the F. It's Shake It Off. Shake It Off. She doesn't say off.
I don't think that's true. But.
And so the fact that Tiak just enunciated the P as hard as he did.
Yeah, we get some confusion, I think.
Really? From whom?
Texters.
Okay. Are they really? What are they
saying? People say, like, is it, why are you saying no in the song, in the open, when it's news or nope?
I would say I read 99% of the text. I've never seen that one.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
Put your phone down.
Maybe it's been a while, but...
Oh, good evening.
I don't want to go.
Welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Yeah, thank you. I'm pretty upset.
Oh God.
I think Slacker might be upset. I'm not sure.
Oh.
TAC 2, maybe.
Oh,
the
just
New
not
York
airing.
Times places the mini crossword behind a paywall after a decade of free gameplay. The mini crossword, not Wordle.
No, I thought it was a mistake this morning.
No.
Today was day one of it because I did it yesterday.
Yep.
And then I hit it and I was like, I keep hitting this thing and it's like subscribe. And I'm like, no, that's if I want to play older days.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Erica, I was so mad this morning. And then I had forgotten about it. I went on and played Strands and Connections.
Have you been playing Pips?
I tried it one
is
time.
That the emoji
I don't
one?
Understand it.
No, but I play emoji game on Apple News games.
Pips is like a domino thing, and I don't understand it.
My sister's been playing it. I think I need to update my app because I'm not seeing it. So
it's above. It's before Wordle now. They moved
maybe
it
I'm
above
just missing
Wordle.
It.
So it's crossword Pips, then Wordle. So I play Wordle Connections, Strands, Mini, not anymore.
Yeah.
And Tiles. What's the other one?
Oh, wait. I was thinking Strands.
Strands, yeah.
Strands is what I said was better.
Yeah,
well, the New York Times says, this decision reflects our belief that all of our journalism, including games, is worth paying for. And you can't argue that. Like, I get it. This is probably a huge
but
money maker for
the
them.
Ad.
Yes, you can argue that.
I can absolutely argue that. I watch the ad. I've bought the stupid tea that's on the ad almost every... Like,
but like,
no.
I guess technically our form of media is free.
Yes.
Yeah.
You just have to listen to the ads. And you don't even have to do that. You
right.
should.
Yeah. Wordle otherwise. Is not journal. Like whoever, Tracy Bennett, I think is her name, who comes up with Wordle every day.
Not all of them.
I've never told you guys.
It's just a word.
A close family friend of mine knows the person who created Wordle. Like legit.
Are they? No, you wouldn't be a billionaire because we're not making
bought,
any money.
They got bought once and that was that.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
But anyway.
This is.
Yeah.
The way the Taylor Swift news hit you two.
is how this
is hitting me. Like. I had forgotten about it. I would have remembered tomorrow when I try because that's the first thing I do when I get up. Before I even get out of bed, I'm like, get your brain firing.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, because they're kind of like smart guy words. I got the Wordle in 3 today, by the way.
That's great. You'll never get the mini again.
Why are you trying to hurt me?
I'm not.
What is wrong
I'm
with
hurt
you?
And hurt people hurt people.
Jesus. That was.
Good evening.
Good evening.
More bad news for Erica.
What?
A new survey's out. There's nothing that people hate spending their vacation days on anymore.
I saw this.
Than going to someone else's boring, stupid wedding.
I actually understand because I have spent years worth of vacation going to other people's weddings. So you know what I expect? Everyone's going to show up to mine, baby.
No.
Well, you guys don't have to take vacation, so.
Yeah, we do.
No. I
do
mean, you
not?
Can if you want.
We're going to be hungover.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to be able to work. Yeah, I'm going to be real hungover. What's your bar tab? Who's single
open.
In your family?
Ooh, open bar.
No one single in my family.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm not a fanatic about their status. Okay. No, I saw that survey and I could not agree more.
Yeah. The average American worker gets about 10 vacation days a year and a third of them are spent on other people's stuff and people
it's
don't
like maddening.
That.
It's maddening. It's like, there's a family reunion. You're like,
But this, now that I'm a parent, I realize all the times my dad would take off of work to just move me and stuff. And it's like, that sucks, man. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, dad.
Yeah, kids are all
your kids will ask you to do the same someday, so it's okay.
They'll ask.
Yeah, well.
All right, no Wordle and stupid weddings. This has been a great day.
Aaron? Good evening.
Good evening.
This week, the trial for Cardi B started.
She's on trial for what?
She was attacked at a medical facility in 2018 by the security guard.
It's not a trial against her.
Yes.
The security guard
is suing her for $24 million.
He attacked her. She attacked her. And then.
What has happened in this trial is hilarious.
I have seen a lot of like weird clips about Cardi B. So what is she? What's happening?
The security guard, the alleged victim, Imani Ellis, has the worst lawyer in history who's asking terrible, useless questions.
Okay.
To the point where Cardi is on stage laughing.
Did you see the wig one?
Stand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Literally asked why your hair was black today. It's blonde today. What's that with? like what it, why?
She said, they said, are they real? Is it real? And she said,
they're wigs.
It's a wig. And she starts laughing. They're like, well, I didn't know that. I'm sorry. And she's like, okay.
Useless.
How is that a question in a $24 million yeah. lawsuit?
It is so funny. And then there was another time where, because she was pregnant at this time, and she was like, I was scared. I was being attacked. She was like, why were you scared? Why didn't you call for help? She was like, I was pregnant.
What are we talking about? So is this the new Amber Heard and Johnny Depp trial?
Yeah. Like, we gotta, like, so funny. Like,
Cardi.
Cardi.
Cardi. Cardi. All right, we're going to come up with an occasional Cardi update.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
1059. Slacker.
Oh, God.
I know.
Don't.
I need to ask you, if I genuinely needed something from you, would you show up? There's something going on that I think you might be the only logical person that I could ask for this.
I want to acknowledge, I'm going to do some of this non-combative communication with you.
Yeah, that's great.
I would like to say back to you what I heard.
Oh, God. Okay.
You are so flippin' desperate that you've decided to come to the dark side. You have, like, you've exhausted any other avenue for something, and you now need, like, because this cannot be good for you. This cannot be easy for you.
All
right
my
now.
Other avenues have a blockade. There is one potential other avenue, but they have too much going on, perhaps, in their life to fulfill this request.
Okay. So what I hear from you is. Yeah.
And I did point my eyes towards T-Hack when I was explaining that person.
As a person who has no love life, no real reason to live.
I never said that.
I have plenty of time.
You have kids.
To be at your beck and call.
No. We are stopping this right now. No reason to live.
Literally zero to do with your love life. Nothing at all.
But you're saying that I think what you're saying is, if we're taking my love life out of it, you think I don't work very hard here. Like, what I hear, this is very Mars Venus. This is what it's like being in a relationship with people who don't.
I am so confused because I genuinely, when Erica brought this up, thought Slacker's a good person to ask for help. So I don't know why you're being so negative on yourself.
I was going to go to bat for you too. I agree with Aaron. I was going to go actually.
I've gone to him for work stuff, personal stuff. Like,
the weird thing about it is, if you ask me for help, this is what you get.
Mm.
If you just present a problem near me, I'm your best friend. I will.
Yeah.
Restart that?
It's a little late now, princess.
Can I have a private conversation with my friends?
No.
You can get you suckered into stuff pretty easily.
100%.
Yeah.
If somebody's just like, oh man, I don't even know how to fix that, I'll be like, both feet in. But if you come to me on bended knee, like, please, sir, may I have some more? I'm going to make you work for it.
I was really giving you an option to show the kind of guy you are. And you went the other way.
You're right. Can I start this over? And then she did the sneeze that drives me nuts.
I'm so sorry. Could I start over? Could I have a private conversation with my friends, Aaron and T-Hack?
Yeah, sure. I will run. I'm going to just put the show on hold.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
T-Hack and Aaron, we're going to be out of town this weekend, and the boarding place for our dog really requires someone local, available, to be the emergency contact. What was that sound?
That was me shutting off the hold music. Sometimes you have to crash it to get it to...
Wow.
And you know, Aaron's going to be in Steamboat, I think.
Yeah.
Are you asking me to be the dog father?
No.
You come to me anytime. It's like a godfather to your child, but it's a dog father. You're asking
the weekend.
This is not something you can present and then take away. I'm either the dog father or I'm not the dog father.
I love where this is going.
I get access to Swanson whenever I want.
No.
I get to sleep in his bed next to him.
You want to sleep in his crate with
him? You're going to come into the closet to where the crate is, and I'm going to be there.
Okay.
Like the horse head in your bed. It's going to be me in your bed.
Everything.
Should Erica rescind her dog father invitation?
All I'm asking
303-222-5423. I just have to
dog's emergency contact.
Boom. Okay.
I know. And do I want you dealing with him in an emergency? I don't think so. I'd rather it was Aaron.
I'm such a good dog father, though.
I know. I actually think you probably are.
Yeah. The voice is really.
let me say something. Have you?
What you just do with the voice? I love it.
When was the last time? We've worked together for a while now, and the kids here have worked with me for years.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you saw me answer a phone call? I don't answer the phone ever.
No, but you would watch them leave the voicemail and then call back.
Okay. You know what? I'll do it. But there's one very specific condition. You need to let them know that if they call me, I'm answering the phone like this. And they have to refer to me as the dog father.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
All right, it's time to talk about, it's miraculous stories, really. I thought it was gone forever.
Mm.
T-Hack loves it if the stories are about a ring that you lost.
They're all rings. We can take a couple.
We will take rings, but we want other things. Because there's something about, like, when you get married, Erica, are you going to engrave your ring?
I don't know, but...
I've been married more than once. Never engraved the rings. But it turns out so many people engrave the rings, like,
with
you know,
what?
Like, M and G.
Right. Or like okay. the date.
And then the date. And then like, if you lose your ring, then like the sanitation worker down in the like manhole goes like, this is a wedding ring from M and G and they got married on 317, 2006. And then they look it up. Like they take the time okay. to look it up. Like your class ring. A lot of times people would like put T-Hack class of.
Do you want me 09? To say?
Sure.
09.
Yeah. Wow. Same age as my sister.
Really?
That's yeah. weird. Feeling fine in 09.
But,
so,
but again, I just, it's important. We don't want just ring stories.
Right.
Yes. Other, please. Other things.
We got talking about it because this dude, somebody mailed a postcard and it apparently never got to where it was going. And the post office just returned it to the person who sent it.
Yeah, and they sent it like 3 weeks ago.
72 years ago.
What?
Where do you think 72? That thing was? Where was it?
And for how 72? Did they get back? Don't you mail a postcard from somewhere else?
But you would still put the return address.
You'd put your return address?
Yeah, yeah. So if I was like in Italy and I was like, I'm going to send Aaron T. Hack and Slacker a postcard, I'd put my address as a return.
You would.
Yeah.
Mm. So not this person hotel. Is now 88 years old. It's ooh, Alan Ball. Wow. He sent it to his parents, Frederick and Elizabeth Ball.
Wait, and his parents are probably gone.
Probably?
They for sure are.
It was 72 years delayed.
And unless he's his 88. Parents.
Let's do some math there, Erica.
Thank you.
Maybe he went to the cemetery and read it to them. He was.
He doesn't even remember mailing the card, though.
Yeah.
That's even better.
The post office actually used genealogists to find this dude.
What?
Because now he lives in Sand Point, Idaho. Oh, your people.
No.
You know, the postcards, when we traveled recently and I got a couple of postcards for my kids when we got home and I gave it to them and they were just like, what's this? Like, there's nothing cool about postcards anymore. Nobody.
To the kids.
Yeah, the kids are like, okay. I'm like, but I was somewhere else and I got this for you. And they're like,
it's a picture.
Yeah.
God, you're so right.
Like, could you have bought Legos or something?
Yeah, they
like,
want something tangible. Even my daughter used to get a keychain every time. And now she's like, it's not enough. Like,
I used to love going through and buying postcards, though. Like, Hawaii. Yeah. And I'd get them and I would send them to friends.
I stole a couple from Harry Potter World.
Okay, sorry.
The Warner Brothers.
Can we get
London.
Back to what we're talking about?
Yeah. I got something.
All right. We're going to take calls from people. One or two rings, but if you lost something, you could lose a dog and they got back. They finally found the chip. There's plenty of stories like that. What did you think was gone forever, but it came back? 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
My sister and I shared together a hamster growing up. Okay. And Teddy was an interesting boy. He was always causing a ruckus. We'd put him in his ball. He'd roll somewhere in the house.
You are using words like you're a 90-year-old woman.
Well, he was such a card.
Well, Theodore.
Teddy. We'd like put him in his little hamster ball, and he would go through the house like we just had no idea where he was. One morning, we'd wake up. We had moved Teddy into the bathroom in the middle of the night in his enclosure, I guess his cage. And I think he was making noise. We were like, ugh. So we moved him. We wake up. Teddy is nowhere to be found.
Teddy's gone.
Teddy has escaped.
Teddy's left the building.
Yeah. And
Teddy's a part of the furnace system in the house. Teddy's dead.
This is the topic of thought it was gone forever. So you can imagine. So we're like frantically looking for him. Can't find him. My mom's like, you have to get ready for school. You have to go to school. She picks us up. Teddy was back in his cage. Hours
later. What?
No, on a holiday.
No idea what happened. Think maybe he got hungry or thirsty and he knew where to go.
He came back to his cage.
Or he was buried under all the stuff.
That's
we don't
what I
know.
Was thinking.
He may have dug himself down. But Teddy later got mites and died.
Then he was gone forever. Right.
And then he was gone forever.
So if you're going to call in with a story, can it have a couple of elements that I'm looking for? The thing is actually gone for sure, right? And then when you get it back, even if it was gone, it doesn't immediately die.
No, not immediate. We had him for years, man. This hamster, in fact, he reminds me a lot of my dog.
Well, speaking of that, there was a slow-moving escape artist, a Shelly, a 20-year-old tortoise, vanished from her family's garden on July 9th. She was gone for 16 days.
Whoa.
She made it like a mile.
Here's the thing. You got to be able to see a turtle. I mean, they're not moving.
Yeah. Or they're moving slowly, but someone walks outside and is like,
hey, isn't that Shelly?
There goes a turtle.
They can move pretty fast. Although I don't know about leopard tortoises.
How big is a leopard tortoise?
She appeared 3 miles away, you guys.
What?
3 miles away.
Oh, she's a little one. Ah, she can move quickly.
Okay. A farmer thought she was a rock. She started moving. Shelly's escape had actually been in the news because there's literally nothing else going on in Devon, England. They drove to an ice cream parlor and met the guy there.
Cute.
Wow.
So it can be your dog. It can be some like weird book. It can be
your hamster.
Very few rings. It can be your hamster who was just buried.
We think he was gone.
He wasn't gone, Erica. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't have got back in his...
Yeah.
Yours
we
is the worst.
We left it open for him.
Jack, if somebody called with that
Don't
story...
Don't make me do this.
Would you let that call
through? I think the phone's ringing.
Yeah.
All right. I thought it was gone forever. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're looking for your stories about rings you've lost and the way they came back to you.
Other things.
I thought it was gone forever. What?
I just want to say, someone else texted in. They had a hamster who escaped, returned over a month later.
It was under the cedar chips. Yeah, yours was gone while you were at school.
It was a long time for a kid like me.
The texter, that sounds like a different hamster. That sounds like a parent was involved.
Right. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the decoy hamster. Jody.
Yay.
Thought it was gone forever.
So I lost my cell phone. We were at the sand dunes. It was one of the high flow times. I had it in my back pocket. We were playing in the river. Realized it was gone. I freaked out because I had all my kids' pictures on it. So we were frantically looking at, like, maybe it got caught in rocks. We couldn't find it at all. I was calling it just to see continuously, and somebody picked it up about half a mile down this heavy flow.
What?
And
answered it?
Yeah, it's waterproof, so.
Hello?
Yeah. I couldn't.
Hey. Hello, it's
Fish. What? Really?
I have no idea how that could possibly happen. How? I don't know.
So then you just hoofed it down the river and got it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
That is.
That's a really great story. Unfortunately, it doesn't involve a ring. So
that was good. Yeah.
Yeah. Jeff?
Yay.
Yay. Thought it was gone forever. What do you got?
It was my wallet. I was living with my dad in an apartment, and he had a post office box, didn't use the mail from there. And I looked everywhere, and all of a sudden he comes up to me and goes, hey, here, this was in the post office box. I'm like, you're kidding. The money, everything in it. Oh, I'm like, this is amazing. I couldn't do anything about finding out who did it or what, but came back to me.
That's so nice. Was your address on it that address?
No, my address was at the apartment, and
that doesn't make sense, because you know you can put a wallet in a mailbox. If you find a wallet and you just walk, if there's a mailbox on the side of the road, just put it in the mailbox.
What?
And they will mail it to
for free. They will handle it.
Oh, that's very cool.
My name wasn't attached to the post office box.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
It's like someone
It had to be somebody that knew my dad. It had to be.
Yeah, somebody was like, okay, this idiot, don't send it to him.
I know where his dad lives.
Yes,
so.
I'm going to send it to his.
Gosh.
Wow, that is awesome. Thank you, man. Danielle.
Yay.
Thought it was gone forever.
It was my 15-year-old dog.
Oh, no.
What happened?
The family, we went to a restaurant in Dillon, and he jumped out of the car when we were done, and we drove, and we made it through the tunnels, and my kid's like, the dog's not here. It was 9 o'clock at night. We called the restaurant. They're like, what does he look like, and what's his name? He's a black dog, and he's deaf.
Oh my God. He's in the night, a deaf dog.
A black deaf dog at night in a parking lot in Dillon.
And what happened?
They found him. He walked in and went to the bar and got a burger.
Wait, sorry, your dog or your husband?
Are you
my dog. He walked into the bar. Somebody gave him a burger and they got him.
He smelled the bar.
Sorry, I had to ditch that family. Right there.
That is the greatest story. Wow. Grayson.
Yay.
Yay. Thought it was gone forever.
Yeah, so my brother and his wife, it was his fiance at the time, they just got engaged, and the ring was actually my late mother's ring.
There we go.
And ring so stories. It was about a 5-day trip, and they lost it on the very first night. And it was on the beach, too. So we spent the next 3 or 4 days trying to find this, and like we spent like basically our whole trip trying to find this ring, and I never gave up hope. I was telling them, like, we are going to find this. Like, don't worry about it. And it was about 3 or 4 hours before our flight was leaving. We ended up finding it with a metal detector. Some guy came out and had a metal detector. He found it, and all was well. We found it, and yeah.
Wow.
And it's meant to be.
Yeah.
It's just flat out. Yep. Oh. Wow. That is incredible. Thank you, Grayson. Demi.
Yay.
Thought it was gone forever.
When I was about 5 years old, my mom and I went to a hotel in Vail, and I brought this little black stuffed animal dog that came with me everywhere. Well, I left it there and left, and we called housekeeping, couldn't find it. They said it was gone forever. Well, 5 years later, I was yard selling with my grandma in Arvada, Colorado.
Shut up.
And found it. And I knew it was mine. He put my initials on the beach.
You're lying.
So someone...
No!
Someone found it and then loved on it for 5 years and then sold it in Arvada.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. It was meant to come back.
What are the odds of you going to that yard sale?
This is...
I don't like that you said loved on it, though.
I still have it.
Would you rather that poor little dog be sad those whole 5 years?
Right, the dog is okay, Aaron. Don't
do this. I didn't mean loved on it.
It's just you mean like the phrasing.
It was a little kid who loved on it.
Jen?
Yay.
Thought it was gone forever. What happened?
Well, years ago, my mom sold her wedding dress, and I came across it when I was just browsing at Goodwill the other day.
What? How do you know it was hers?
Because, you know, you can have, like, the tag customized with your name.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, when you go to camp.
Please tell me bought it.
Yeah, you bought it, right?
They gave it to you for free, right?
You're like, this is my last name. Hello.
You haggled with them.
Can you haggle at Goodwill?
No.
Oh. I got a good price, but I of course, I had to buy it. Yeah.
So you're just, are you in the market for a wedding dress, or you just were like, let me just look at wedding dresses, random.
They're usually like mixed in with the dresses at Goodwill. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So sundress.
Prom dress, wedding dress.
Yeah.
Well, it's a beautiful kind of simple dress. So I guess you technically could wear it for another occasion, but I'm hoping that my boyfriend proposes. So
you're going to wear it?
Why not? Or use parts of it?
It's like destiny told you.
It came back to you and said, this is yours.
Hi.
It's your time.
Okay. Do you know how many Goodwill stores there are just in Colorado?
No,
I know. I mean, the odds of you going in, like, and no one else bought it?
Yeah.
Like, it was meant for you to find it.
I think so.
Well, make sure to wash it.
Okay.
Before I
is your mom alive?
Yes.
So she knows.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. She's excited. So fingers crossed. Oh.
You should tell her that you're not going to wear it.
And then wear it. That's awesome.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
So our favorite part of the day. We know people are waiting patiently for the diary.
Can I say there's a lot of anger around the diary? I feel like if I end an entry, there's a lot of yelling. But then we say it's our favorite part of the day.
It is our favorite part of the day because some days it's been a little bit since she gave us one of those like ripe peaches, you know, like you get where it's just dripping with information.
We kind of got a ripe peach on her birthday.
Like, we found out, like, whoa.
But we don't know what it is. Like, we know that she did something bad and that Katie knows what it is and thinks it's bad and that she thinks she's a faker and she's living her life as, like, a bad person. But we just don't, it's just not, I just feel like we're being shown the peach.
Okay.
But we don't get to eat the peach.
We're not satiated.
It's been a minute since we've been
potential for some peachiness today.
Okay, so the last was the last entry another July 4th?
It was June 14th.
Oh, we're about to do July 4th.
Yeah.
June 14th, what happened again? It was just a lot
she got her internship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, girl, your mind is twisted. Write it down. We don't need to hear about your internship. I know this was written like 20 years ago by somebody who we don't even know their name, but.
Write the important stuff.
Yes.
I don't care about that.
Oh, I got my internship. You just ripped 4 pages out of your diary. Tell us what that.
To be fair, I think big job might be kind of important to her.
But how can you celebrate your big job knowing what a piece of crud you are?
We don't know if she talked to him about it and they're fine.
She would have wrote it down.
Maybe not. She's not writing a lot down.
Yeah, she is skipping. It was like May 14th is her birthday. Mm-hmm. She's a piece of hell. June 14th, got my internship. So she's taking a full month off. This one, almost a full month again.
No. July 4th, that's like 2 weeks. It's like 3 weeks, really.
Just read it. I don't know.
When it comes to math, don't you just want to punch Erica in the throat?
My siblings used to call me Math Whiz because I was stupid. Anyway,
diary? Let's have the new diary entry, shall we?
July 4th, anniversary number 2 of meeting Mr. Mike. Oh. He and I are going to a couple BBQs and then downtown to watch the fireworks.
Downtown.
He said he's got an even better surprise than last year's.
Mm. Wait, what was last year's surprise?
What was the surprise last year?
I don't remember. I think he just took, I don't know if she ever
remembered. Aaron, your notes!
I am looking!
There was...
No, wasn't the necklace. That was Christmas.
Right.
Right.
I think I don't have anything for July 4th.
I think I remember her. I think she just said, like, he has a surprise for me later, and I don't think we ever found out what it was. I'm worried. Okay. I have to admit that whole making a girl feel special on big days thing earns any guy serious points. I always...
Oh boy.
No, there's just like so many loopy letters.
Is this
overlapping here?
Can you tell us when she's this kind of loopy in the past? Has this been angry or anxious?
This is not that kind of handwriting. It's just this one word. Let's just try this. I always escaped to the movies, and so I always thought that was how things should be.
Okay.
That word be. Oh. I always escaped into the movies because I was single. So I just thought that it was. Okay. I never thought they could be this way. I'm feeling better about my indiscretions or whatever. I just try and pretend like nothing ever happened. And sometimes I believe it's true. In any case, a surprise party, small parties, fancy dinners, and a little... blue boxes from Tiffany's weren't wasted on me. Oh, he threw a surprise party last year.
He did?
Oh, no, that was her birthday. Never mind. In any case, a surprise party, small parties, fancy dinners, and a little blue boxes.
You can stop texting and that she should pre-read. We're not going to do it.
From Tiffany's weren't wasted on me.
So she's now admitting that he's been a great boyfriend.
Yeah.
All the little things.
And it sounds like she hasn't told him what happened.
Correct.
I don't know how I got so lucky. Maybe Mike just watched a lot of movies, too.
The French films. Are you stopping?
Yeah. Indiscretions is a big word in that entry,
I feel like. We could kick that around for a second.
Feeling better about indiscretions and pretend it didn't happen. That's gross. That's yucky.
Would you rip pages out if you just made out with a dude? Or is indiscretions...
and like wrote it down?
Yeah, I mean, like she...
Oh, I understand. If it was
Is it just making out? Or did they round more than one plate? Did they make it all the way to home base?
I don't know.
There's no doubt it's cheating at this point.
I just saw something that...
Damn it!
I know!
She cannot look forward anymore.
All I will tell you is you're really going to like the next entry.
Like it? Why? Length?
Maybe it's a plum or a peach. Mm.
Okay. Erica brings a plum to a peach party.
What are those things that horses wear? We need to get one for her.
Blinders.
Yeah, for when she reads it.
Okay. So we're 100% in on she cheated.
Yeah. I think so.
Do you think so, or is there a diagram? A
peach plum coming up next.
Okay. Get fed some sort of fruit tomorrow.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. So the draft is coming up for...
Burr, burr, burr. That's not it.
Are you doing Rocky?
Yeah. I didn't mean to. It's like that note hit my mouth.
You were trying to do ba-ba-bum, ba-ba-bum.
Yeah.
Ba-ba-bum, ba-ba-bum. I wasn't talking about that one. I was talking about what you, Erica, and Aaron were doing off air.
Mm-hmm.
This is...
Actually, T-Hack jumped in first.
No, I don't think he did. No, he did not.
He was the first one to name a name for this draft.
Okay.
True.
I did, yeah.
True.
Yeah.
We are not talking about fantasy football. The new draft, and we may put this up somewhere, and maybe even, I don't. You want to explain what you want to do, ladies?
Yeah.
Aaron?
So Erica's very into football. I have never been to an NFL game in my life. but I thought, you know what? This year, it's time. I would love to stay on top of football stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured the best way would be to have a draft.
Mm-hmm.
But it's who's Taylor Swift's bridesmaids
mm-hmm.
and Travis Kelce's groomsmen.
Mm. I love it. I have a deep cut that I'm ready to take.
Oh, wow.
A deep cut.
Yeah. But I think that because it was Aaron's idea, she should get the first round draft pick.
You get, okay.
Oh, are we doing it now? I'm not.
Oh, I think we can start it right now. Yeah.
Maybe we can get like, one pick
people
right
can
now.
Text in. No, I mean.
Well, I mean, we all.
One pick on each side. Because you got to pick your groomsman and a bridesmaid.
Right? That's how a draft works. So if Aaron's one, I'm two, you're three, TX four, then we go T-Hack, Slacker, Erica, Aaron.
Is that how
I
it
get
works?
It, I get it. Yeah. Okay, so let's do it like
that's
this.
A snake.
I mean, how would we draft. Randomly.
This is my first time. I don't know how it works.
I love football.
So maybe first round is bridesmaids, second round is groomsmen.
Okay, but that's fine. How do we pick the order? Let's go by, let's see, like maybe whose name is on the show. We can start there.
No, it was Aaron's idea. Yeah.
Right, but I mean, is Aaron's idea on what show? I forget.
On that show that also has Erica, Aaron, and T-Hack.
Okay.
All right, Aaron, okay.
That silly show.
Okay, so.
Okay.
Then it's, okay.
Are there like brownie points or like extra high level for maid of honor versus man of honor?
Sure.
What's that called?
So this is if we get it right,
what you're saying?
Best man.
Best man.
Oh, that's the one.
Like, I don't know. Are
you're
they like,
getting married.
Yeah, but.
Are they like quarterbacks and they're more, I don't know.
Oh, they're for sure the quarterback. Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, I've got the order.
Okay. Are you going to write down who we pick?
Yes.
Okay.
I like making you do work. This is
brand new game. Play it at your office. It's the bridesmaid groomsman draft.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing bridesmaids first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aaron with the first pick.
Selena Gomez.
That's my pick. That's my pick.
Selena Gomez is my pick no matter what. I don't even care what we're talking about. Selena.
Am I number two?
You are not. Hack is number two.
Oh, no.
He just passes.
It's not Blake Lively.
No.
She's off the board.
She is. You can pick it as a dark horse.
Do you think she's going to be invited?
Speaking of dark horse.
Oh, are you doing it? Are you doing it? No, that's a wasted
as
pick.
A bride,
that's a wasted pick.
They've mended their relationship. Do I go KP?
I wouldn't, dude. That's like picking your quarterback first round.
But what if I don't know anybody else?
Okay, well,
can I give you hints, advice?
Yeah, who am I thinking?
No, oh, don't, no! No!
I haven't said anything.
She's with those famous girls all the time. Why can't I think of their names?
Those famous girls?
She has a pack.
She does.
Are we going to let him auto-draft?
Is Cara Delevingne, is that one?
That's
sure.
In there.
Is that your doing?
Do I have to be able to say her name to
Delevingne?
Delevingne. Cara Delevingne. I'll take her.
Okay.
By the way, text in your picks for bridesmaids, and I need you to text fast because I don't have any names left.
You've got us.
To 303-222-5423. With the next pick, Erica.
I'm going Abigail Anderson.
No!
Yeah.
That's my pick! I don't even know, but ChatGPT added listed as number one.
Next to a redhead named Abigail.
Yeah, they're
from
best
song
friends.
15.
Okay,
she was in her wedding.
Okay. It sounds like a made up name.
It sure does.
Abigail.
Here's my problem.
What?
At Reputation, she had so many. In the middle, she had like Selena on the screen, and like, the thing I love about like she was it Reputation or was that it?
Are you thinking about 1989?
It was 89. It was in the Pepsi
Blood
Center.
Music video had all the...
And they they'd have people on the... And there's the one comedian chick with the super short hair and the glasses.
Oh, do you want me to tell you her name?
Yeah, what's her name?
Lena Dunham? Not that one?
Yeah, that is who I was thinking of, but she didn't make the ChatGPT list, so now I'm torn.
The ChatGPT list?
That's Aaron's thing!
I don't even
doing that. I don't know any of Taylor's friends other than Selena, and that's not fair. Or I was going to go... I was going to go one of the, there's sisters. There's the Hadid sisters and the Haim sisters.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah.
All are really good options, except but not Bella.
Or?
Not Bella Hadid. Yeah.
Brittany Mahomes.
No, she will not be in it.
She'll force her way in.
What? Can I give you one?
No, hold on. Is
we're so.
Oh, I know who you're thinking
Emma.
Of.
No. Kylie Kelce.
Oh.
Yeah. But I don't know.
No, I don't think she's got to have her tribe.
I think they're secretly, quietly very close, though. Oh, my gosh. The girls are going to be the flower girls.
I know.
Oh, Lord.
That's
I'm going to go.
Did There's another really good one.
I'm gonna take Gigi.
Okay.
Okay.
Ooh.
Gigi Hadid.
I haven't thought about the groomsmen at all.
Okay. Do we?
Now you go. Now you start.
Oh,
with
it's the snake. Yeah. So yeah. I get to go.
Yeah.
Oh, I win.
I win.
Jason Kelsey for the win. As good as Selena Gomez, yeah. As good as Abigail Anderson, that pick is, he is standing directly next to Travis Kelsey.
Oh, of course.
But it also was a gimme.
Yeah.
Well, so was Selena Gomez. So was Abigail, according to ChatGPT. All right. That's
okay, so then it goes back to me,
Erica.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look, there's an obvious couple choices.
It's not Mahomes. It's
no,
not Mahomes.
I'm going deep cut.
Deep cut? This is your
Ross?
Deep cut.
Ross, who? I don't know his last name. It appears to be Travis, actually. He was with Taylor and brought her into the game, actually protected her from the general
paparazzi and whatnot
at that very first Chiefs game.
Ross Travis? He's
just
that's a his friend
last name.
Of Travis
He's
Kelsey's.
Been a friend of his forever.
My name's Travis Kelsey and my best friend's last name is Travis? No.
Kill a Trav.
What a narcissist.
All I know is his first name is Ross, okay?
He's married to someone named Kelsey.
Okay. Mm. That's okay.
That'd be good.
T-Hack?
Okay. I'll take my initial pick.
What are you taking?
Austin Swift.
Yeah.
Yeah. No doubt.
No!
100. They have been on brothers camping trips. Yeah.
Not Austin Post, Austin Swift.
You're saying the brother who's like, he works for Taylor.
Taylor's brother, yeah. You gotta have your brother in the wedding.
Yeah, but she didn't do
Actually,
anything.
Actually, my brother, I don't think will be in our
Then I go Andy Reid.
Wait, no, it's too late.
Man.
You already took Austin Swift.
I don't even know who that other man is.
In the bridesmaid groomsman draft, Aaron chooses
Eric Jones. It's spelled A-R-I-C. He is a childhood friend of Travis Kelsey.
Wow. I like where our heads are at.
Mm-hmm.
All right, tune in next week when we do grooms so flower girls.
Yeah, but we already know who they're gonna be.
Who?
The four Kelsey girls.
Yeah.
We're not going to do that.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Erica, Aaron, don't freak out. Okay. And I want you to get behind me on something, okay?
Probably not, but okay.
Just open mind, okay? I want to make out with T-Hack.
Oh, I'm behind you 100%, man.
Form a line, everybody.
No, not behind you.
It's just you. It's only you.
It's always been only you
Wait,
two.
Who do you think would be the most...
What?
Like...
Boy, I was going to do something different with this, but who's the best kisser in the room?
No,
it's me.
Who is the one that's able to take him down
it's
hardest?
Me.
You think so?
Oh, no, probably me.
Oh, wow, then maybe we all make out with him.
That's what I was thinking. Really make sure it happens.
Yeah.
I probably need to get some
get in
permission
line
first.
T-Hack looks confused.
Just
Let me help you
out. Another day at work.
I have said this years ago, and I don't remember why, but like a dentist once said, I think it was when we were taking our kids to like the children's hospital dentists.
Okay. Mm.
And they were like, your kids don't have cavities, and they probably will never get cavities because they've never been introduced to the cavity virus. And I was like, okay. You're an idiot. Like you,
I was like, ha-ha,
the cavity virus.
Yeah, it's like kids get cavities because you give them too much sugar. We don't give our kids too much sugar. And like, no, that's not what it is. Kids can eat all the sugar in the world as long as they don't have the bacteria in their mouth.
Streptococcus mutans.
I don't think you can say that word.
Yeah,
well, she
that,
just did.
Okay.
T-Hack has the world's. Like, Guinness should recognize your mouth.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's ridiculous.
They need to be in a book.
They do. And there's...
Put them in a book.
Let's go. Let me make out with them first.
Wait, question. What about A-Hack? Has she ever had cavities?
I think she has had one or two.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not, actually.
I think you need to text her while we're doing this because the dentist said that this thing exists. And if your kids don't get it, this is how you know your kids are being promiscuous or whatever. Because like if your kids have gotten no cavities, all of a sudden they're getting cavities. That's because they made out with somebody with that nasty mouth.
What?
With the streptococcus
mutans.
No, that's
mono.
No,
that's how you get mono.
You can
get
more than one thing. No, I got that from the drinking fountain.
That's what everyone says.
No, I got herpes from a toilet seat.
What? I feel like shouldn't.
That was, I don't have herpes, okay. One. Two, that was something people used to say.
Yeah. Mm.
Dudes would like tell their girlfriends, oh, I must have got it from a toilet seat. And the girls like, oh man, that's terrible. It's like, girl!
They're cheating on you.
They're totally cheating on you. You don't get it from a toilet seat. Unless there's a girl on it.
Okay. I feel really bad now because I think before me, my fiance had never had cavities.
You do have the death mouth.
For sure.
How many cavities are in your head right now, do you think?
I think I have three right now. Really?
No, you think what? You have three that haven't been filled?
Yeah.
What? Whoa!
But like tiny. You know when they're like, oh, it's starting
can
to
you feel
form.
It? Are you like that?
No, no, knit? I can't. But they're like, I just got it looked at and they were like, eh, it's starting to form.
Put Let's a watch just, on it or whatever.
Well, no, we're going to just seal them. Like, go in there and seal them. But like, this is my life.
How many do you think you've filled?
Almost every tooth.
How many crowns do you have?
Two. And I think I've got a third coming soon.
I have four or five crowns.
Look out, world. We're going to reveal the crown. But like, I feel so bad because the last time my fiance went to the dentist, he ended up having to get something filled. It's my fault.
Because of your nasty mouth.
But then I have a response from AHEC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She has had cavities. She thinks two when she was in high school.
So that's for you.
And we've
hey,
slacker. But why haven't I gotten them?
Because
we've kissed
at least twice.
That's out there. I don't know if you have. How much do you guys?
What? Don't ask. We don't. No.
How much do you?
Like a lot, dude.
You do?
Yeah. What? It's me.
Sorry.
Oh, it's me.
What are you asking?
How much do they kiss and do they get out or are they like a I love you
just pecks or if it's a or are they like, washing machine.
I just feel like we shouldn't be asking this.
No. Okay. I don't like this.
All right,
anymore.
We can make them a little more uncomfortable.
Keep going. Want you, okay. at the count of three, you and I make our worst kissing sound. Okay.
But why haven't I gotten the... I've also heard this. I've gotten this like negative feedback. I think Aaron said it because I got the sealant or whatever on my teeth when I was young. There's some sort of sealant that I forgot.
Fluoride?
Is that it maybe?
No, I don't know. I get fluoride every time.
But the people are like, well, that's why you don't get cavities because you got
you
the
sealant.
You might
just have really good enamel.
Yeah.
Can you look maybe. Up if the streptococcus whatever... if like... It comes and goes because could Angie have cleaned out her filthy mouth and maybe that's why she's not.
This is a bad day for people
passing
with cavities
it on.
Like me.
Because, like you're a super spreader.
My mom.
Can we do like the Michael Scott thing and have
Once
you reach out?
Once it colonizes
out?
In your mouth, it stays there as part of your oral microbiome.
But maybe hers
but
is in
remission.
But you
can control it with just good hygiene.
What?
Erica, right. That's where you're missing.
Yeah. I'm like fresh out of the shower every day.
Just the one time? Tiak, one, two, three.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I'm going to have to concede a point, but I'm going to win this argument at some point.
I highly doubt it.
We're going to argue the toilet seat up down thing. Yes, we've run out of topics on the soccer show. No, it has come out again where some psychologists, some learned people, some top minds have said that the argument of the toilet seat down is ultimately a control issue for women.
What gender was that psychologist or whatever you're saying?
I believe they prefer not to say.
It just says a study. It doesn't say who did it.
Okay.
I believe it was a study by a contemporary women's magazine.
I bet it was by a man.
No, okay.
I will look it up.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell
you
this.
Spike TV.
No, here's the thing. I will give it to you that the best state of the toilet is all lids down. Okay? Mm-hmm. We're gonna concede that point.
Okay.
All lids down is the best state of a toilet.
Because then everyone can lift what they wish.
Well, but it's just, it's more sanitary.
It's concealed.
The fecal matter's not flying everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because that's the thing that comes out. It's like your phone and your toothbrush are covered in fecal matter because you leave your toilet seat lid up.
Well, luckily, we have a door that closes our toilet away.
I never close that door. It's just First off, nobody's in.
Yeah, the problem.
This study was done in 2013.
No, this is a new one. This is the new version. They've updated it. A bunch of women got together and they. But my whole.
And it was by the American Psychological Association.
Here's the thing. My whole childhood, it was fed to me that men should put the seat back down when they're done.
Correct.
Just the seat. Okay?
Oh, not the lid.
No, so just the seat. What we're arguing is, who's in charge here? Is the seat, like, a man just went potty and he, here, I did you a favor by lifting the seat. Because otherwise, I might have got a little spray on there.
I was going to ask, do you guys actually need to put the seat up?
There's just some spray that may happen.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It just feels like there's a better way to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
This is just, it's the luxury of being us. We can read whatever's up there. We can, it's just, we have a moment where we can just get after it. It's awesome to be a guy. Mm-hmm. I will also admit that I'm a sit down peer in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to pass out,
me
right?
Me too.
It's not that I want to pass out. There's a plethora of reasons, none of which we need to. Well, I don't want to be loud. It's quieter. Oh. You're buffering it with your body.
It's an aiming issue for me.
Oh.
In the dark, you don't want to turn a light on and all that, so you just sit down. And also, when you're potty training young kids, you're kind of teaching them to sit in the beginning, so then we kind of started sitting.
Okay, I get
it's
that.
Pretty nice, actually.
Yeah, no spray.
It's better.
But so here's the argument that hit me as a child. It's like, well, it needs to be, women would say, it needs to be down so I can go to the restroom. And it's like, oh, well, it needs to be up so I can go to the restroom.
It doesn't need to be up.
It does if you want it to be comfortable. So one would think you'd want it up in case a man happened by so he didn't defile your toilet seat.
Hey, do you care about women?
I do. I care very deeply about women.
Then why not do this one nice thing?
Why not do that? Do you care about men?
Yeah.
Then why not do this one thing for us?
You said.
Yeah, I felt like a no.
Slacker and T-Hack, the two men in the room, said that you use the toilet with the seat down. We cannot use it with the seat up.
We'll fall right in. We're so tiny.
So 3/4 of the time, the seat's down. No. It's getting used down.
No.
Also.
No, we pee more often than we sit.
You just said you pee sitting down
just
sometimes too.
In the middle of the night, but that came later.
Gotta go the other one.
No. Yes. Okay.
Exactly. So 3 out of 4 times, seats down.
Let me.
But then, hold on. Here, when the cleaners are done in cleaning the bathroom, they always leave the seats up. So to me, it's like, oh, it's clean. I'll put it down because I'm going to use it. So in the normal bathroom at home, I want it down.
No. Up says nothing's getting into that perfect little pristine area where you're going to put your little butt. I want that area up. No pee has gotten on it. No fecal matter has gotten on it. Here was my problem. I grew up in a home with a father, a mother, and 4 boys. Why would that toilet seat ever be down?
Hey,
you've got a
do
one.
Do you care about your mother?
I do, but she's one of 6 people in that house. She, like,
that one
it
is-
should be up all the time for my mother. So that it's not defiled by one of the 5 grotesque men in that house.
Because
we just come in and go, wow.
You could learn to aim and not disrespect your mother.
It's not that simple, Aaron. Sometimes that first thing has a, it's like.
Okay, then put the seat up and then put it down.
Hey, have you ever heard about how women get paid less than men? Because, like, you could just do this one thing for us.
You're really going to. This is about the
we
pay
live
down.
A harder life.
Okay, here's the thing. You got it.
Great.
You, for the rest of mankind, you get to get paid less, and I will put the damn seat down.
Hold on.
You know, you never have to put the seat down again. You could afford somebody to do it for you if you win the Powerball, which is almost a bill.
Oh, the solution.
Okay.
One bill.
Okay. Let me go get a lottery ticket then.
I bought us in again. I bought us into Powerball Pete.
Thank you.
You guys realize how much money I've spent on you pieces of hell so far?
Hey, I'll put the seat up for you.
Oh,
I like where this
if
is going.
If we win.
Yeah, all the time.
I've been doing that for years, boss.
You guys. But that's when I'm in there.
Okay.
It's $950 million, you guys.
Wait, that's almost a bill.
I know. Maybe you heard me saying that not 30 seconds ago.
Sure didn't. I don't really listen to you that much.
I thought I remember seeing it's like the sixth or seventh.
It's biggest. One of the biggest ones they've ever had. It's been over a bill before, I think. Mm-hmm. But it's like, it's so simple to buy tickets. Yeah. I've done it like when I'm coming into work and I'm like, oh my God, I need a Red Bull. So I hit the 7-Eleven right over there. And you're just like, well, just give me quick picks. Yeah. Boom.
There you go.
You just put a $10 bill down. They give you five quick picks because they're $2 a piece. Or you can do the add-on that puts you in this other drawing for like 10 mil. Wow.
Yeah.
That's like $3 a ticket.
Well, that's it. With Powerball Pete, like, he's collecting your money, but normally he sends the pictures of the tickets. We haven't gotten any of those this year.
He has. You're just not looking.
I haven't seen them.
Maybe because they don't know that. Because I'm buying for you, maybe they don't know.
Oh, he sends them to you.
Yeah, okay. I get them.
Okay. Good.
And Powerball Pete is out of town. So
what?
Victor's doing it this time. So we got that. But here's the deal.
No, that feels lucky.
There is no real proof of this, what I'm about to say. But the tickets that win the Powerball are usually sold in like weird spots.
Yeah.
And if there's a guy who knows where the weird spots are, it's Victor. He already said, he's like, he started naming places he's going. And I'm like, okay, yes.
When is this drawing? Because like you can get yourself to a weird spot
by Saturday. So like, you have till Saturday. Do you not, like, let me just talk to the person who's like, oh, I don't think I'm going to do that. Are you allergic to money? Do you have some sort of childhood trauma associated with having $1 billion? Because
quite the opposite.
Right.
In fact, I've never even tried it.
Right.
Maybe you will.
Yeah.
Maybe we all will.
Mm-hmm. I've tried having $1 billion. Is what I meant.
$950 million. $950 million. You can win. Get your tickets for the Powerball before Saturday.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. I've got a story of, you know how when dudes get angry and they like rip their clothes off when they're ready to fight?
Oh,
no.
This guy one-upped that.
Ooh.
Okay.
And I've got a story of just a true dummy.
This is stupid story.
Yep.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in China.
Nope. No slacker.
Thank you.
The
police were looking for him.
Oh, the police.
Yeah. And he...
You can't say words.
Oh, Aaron, you can't say words, so just be done.
No.
You're going to have to just keep the power over him.
Police were looking for a man, and...
They were looking...
He decided
to come over to the other side of the board and punch you out.
He decided he was going to lose them.
He was going
to lose them. And the tracker dogs. They sent the tracker dogs?
Well, I don't know.
Tracker
I'm assuming dogs. So.
Okay.
Because he covered himself in his own poop.
Oh, wow.
Well, poop.
And how much poop did he have available to him?
I'm always impressed that people have one in the chamber.
Mm-hmm. No, like, no,
maybe it was the thrill of the thieving.
Yeah.
Where he was I got to lose this one.
I just need to question voir dire, if you will, Erica, for a second. Is it better to cover yourself in your own poop or...
Someone else's.
Oh, I don't know. Harry, Tiag, would you mind pooping on my hand so I can camouflage up a little bit?
Oh, so he was doing it to turn himself like camouflage.
I think he's trying to throw off the dogs.
He said to deter police from taking him into custody.
Oh, he didn't want to tell the police. They're like, they're not going to want to grab me.
They're like, he's covered in poop. I don't want to put handcuffs on him.
I think they still just do it.
Yeah, that's their job.
They have gloves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
I think they'll be pretty angry while they do it, too.
You've made this difficult.
Your
for
scent
them.
Is now amplified for those dogs.
Mm. Okay. All right.
My story's out of Florida.
Let's go!
And this is a true Florida moment. So there was a man, his name is John Flynn, allegedly. Police deputies came up and they found him lying in the road and they were like, man, are you okay?
Okay.
It turns out he was lying next to a deer that he had actually just struck with his car. Horrifyingly sad.
It's sad for three of us in the room. No, one of us is very happy.
Right.
Selfie time.
Oh my gosh.
What did he just say?
Selfie time.
Okay,
take him out. Deer do nothing good.
John Flynn was laying next to the deer and saying, I did that to it. Just very upset, clearly.
Oh.
The problem is, he probably should have kept driving because as the police arrived and saw him in the road, they also noticed that he had slurred speech, watery eyes, trouble standing, and when he performed sobriety tests, he failed. And he could have just moved on.
Or, you know, not.
Smear poop on yourself.
You got human poop? Dead deer.
You reach inside that deer?
Oh, my God. Get out. Get out.
Those.
And to Aaron.
Were all the stupid people we could find.
And work with.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.